The leader of the New York State Assembly's impeachment inquiry of Governor Andrew Cuomo gave a brief update regarding several investigations of actions by the governor, including accusations of sexual harassment. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Judiciary Committee Chair Charles Levine says a hotline set up by the committee has generated over 200 tips, including on probes of allegations by multiple women against Cuomo for sexual harassment, as well as questions about whether he illegally used staff to help him write and promote a memoir, and whether he favored family and friends with hard-to-get COVID tests. The committee is also investigating whether the governor and his top staff hid nursing home death numbers from the public. Levine says the committee, working with the Davis Polk law firm, is following up on many of those tips as well as talking to other potential witnesses.
In total, Davis Polk has spoken with attorneys for about 70 people who may have relevant information. And Davis Polk has also been in contact with four government agencies about potentially relevant information.
Levine repeated that he served notice to Cuomo that he and his staff are not allowed to retaliate against anyone who might testify against them. Levine offered no specifics on anything the committee might have found out so far, and the rest of the meeting was conducted in a private executive session. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.